State health officials report more than 12,000 people in Massachusetts have now tested positive for the coronavirus. Nationwide, there are more than 330,000 people who've tested positive, and COVID-19 has killed more than 9,000 people across the country. U.S. officials warn the worst is yet to come. Joining us this morning for a local status update is Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and the School of Medicine. He joins us via Skype. Good morning, Dr. Hamer, and thanks again for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you. My pleasure.
So let's start here. In Massachusetts, the number of confirmed cases has doubled since last Tuesday. More than 230 people statewide have died. How far are we from the peak in the state, do you think?
Well, based on the modeling information we have, I think we're about 1 to 2 weeks from the peak. So things are going to be much worse over the next, 7 to 10 days.
What does that mean?
I think it means a lot more people being hospitalized, a lot more disease being transmitted in the community, although hopefully the efforts that have been made to try and, do social distancing and now wearing masks will help reduce that spread. But already some of the hospitals are feeling the stress of the extra admissions and the sort of overwhelming of the ICU capacity.
What's the most disturbing story you've heard from a hospital?
I think just the large numbers of patients, but also the fact that hospitals have gone from having many sort of elective surgery and elective medicine services to having just pure COVID services, and a lot of anxiety on the part of healthcare workers for their risk of potential exposure, to the point where most hospitals, if not all, have gone to having people wear masks in all the general wards because of the potential for aerosolization of the virus.
But you, I assume, think that having hospitals that or facilities that are specialized in COVID-19 patients is a good idea.
I think it's necessary. I mean, the countries that have successfully contained this have hospitalized almost everybody who's infected. South Korea, for example, they've separated the really sick from the less sick and put them in dorms, sort of field hospitals, to keep them separate from their families until they recovered. And that's really helped break the sort of the cycle of transmission in the community.
In terms of the impending surge, the U.S. Surgeon General yesterday compared the week ahead to Pearl Harbor or a 9/11 moment. What do you make of that?
I mean, if you look at the absolute number of people that died in Pearl Harbor 9/11, we're almost fourfold higher in the United States. So I think in terms of the toll, the actual death toll, it's quite substantial. I think this is going to have even more drawn out impact, psychologically, which I guess both Pearl Harbor and 9/11 did.
Governor Charlie Baker on Friday announced a plan to conduct contact tracing. That's when you quarantine those who've been tested positive and seek to isolate and test others they've been in contact with. Do you think that'll work to help control the outbreak here? And is doing that manageable in this state right now when we have the number of cases that we do have?
I think this is a strategy that should have been implemented much earlier. If we'd done it early in the outbreak and done it effectively, we might have been able to do a much better job controlling things. At this point, there are a large number of people, a large reservoir of infected people, some asymptomatic, some mildly symptomatic. And I think trying to trace all those cases right now will be very difficult. I think as the epidemic wanes in Massachusetts and other states, that this is going to be an important approach to really mop up final cases and keep things under control.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is recommending a curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. and is also asking people to wear face coverings when they go outside. Are face coverings an effective way to help curb community spread?
So this has been a source of active debate, but over the last few weeks, there have been some really interesting new data on how this virus can linger in an aerosol if there's insufficient ventilation, but also even from somebody speaking or singing. And this can happen early in the disease when people may not be symptomatic. So both to prevent somebody who's infected spreading, but potentially to prevent people from inhaling the aerosol, a mask may be helpful. And then in terms of the curfew, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, I guess if people had been going to clubs and bars and having sort of, social events late at night, then that might help. But I'm not sure how useful that is necessarily.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see how it goes and we'll see if people obey the curfew.
Yes.
Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at the Boston University School of Public Health and School of Medicine, thank you very much for speaking again to WBUR's Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you.